From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. A federal panel says experts might have underestimated the magnitude of the oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. The panel now believes as much as 30,000 barrels of oil may have escaped from the well each day until BP put a container over a riser pipe to capture the oil. Officials estimate that four times more oil has spilled in the Gulf since April 20th than during the entire Exxon Valdez spill in 1989. It's unclear how much is leaking right now, but BP says it's collected more than 73,000 gallons of oil since the capping system was installed. U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder says BP has to pay for the cleanup of the Gulf oil spill. And NPR's Kerry Johnson reports on the Justice Department's response to the environmental mess.
Holder says that taxpayers will be off the hook when it comes to the massive Gulf oil gusher.
The American people will not pay a dime for the cleanup of the Gulf region, and that BP will be held responsible for all the damages that have occurred.
The Justice Department already is investigating companies at the center of the sunken oil rig incident. Prosecutors want to know whether BP, Transocean, or Halliburton violated clean water laws and other environmental statutes. Kerry Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
An investigative team has finished examining an area of the West Virginia coal mine where 29 workers died in April. The team worked without breathing equipment while taking air samples and examining a machine in the area where 8 of the workers died. The team's job is to ensure that the Upper Big Branch coal mine is safe enough for entry. High levels of carbon monoxide and toxic gases prevented investigators from working in the mine earlier. U.S. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner says China has to do more to dismantle unfair trade barriers, but as Giles Snyders reports, he told lawmakers that it's unclear when China will move to change its exchange rate policies.
China's monetary policy is a sore point with American manufacturers. They contend the yuan is undervalued against the dollar, giving China an unfair trade advantage. Geithner told members of the Senate Finance Committee that the issue is critically important for the world economy, but he acknowledged that he doesn't know when China will allow the yuan to rise.
I, to be honest, do not know whether we're at the point now we're going to see meaningful progress in the short term.
Some lawmakers are calling for a tougher line on the yuan, and they express their unhappiness with Geithner's decision to delay a report that had been due in April on whether China manipulates its currency. Giles Snyder, NPR News, Washington.
Japan's new prime minister, Naoto Kan, says his country could face a debt crisis like the one in Greece if it doesn't deal urgently with its rising national debt. In his first address to parliament after taking office this week, Kan said Japan cannot continue to rely on issuing bonds in order to pay off its debts. This is NPR News. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton in Barbados for a meeting of Caribbean regional foreign ministers has unveiled a security plan to help island nations combat drug and weapons trafficking. And Ed Thompson has the story from Barbados.
Crime and violence fueled by the illegal drug trade made 2009 one of the bloodiest years on record for the Caribbean. And this year, drug-related violence has ripped Jamaica in particular. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has set forth a $124 million plan to help the region combat the growing problem. She told Caribbean foreign ministers the Caribbean Basin Security Initiative would assist the countries counter the illegal narcotics and arms trade. But drug-related crime was not the only concern of the regional officials who met with Clinton. There is the fear that the Gulf oil spill could reach some Caribbean shores. The Secretary of State said the Obama administration was doing what it could to contain the spill. She called for the U.S. and the region to replace out-of-date preparations with new contingency plans for handling oil spills. For NPR News, I'm Ed Thompson in Barbados.
The NCAA is stripping USC of 30 football scholarships for the next 3 years over favors given to Heisman Trophy winner Reggie Bush. USC is also banned from postseason bowl games until 2013. Investigators say Bush was given everything from free hotel rooms to rent-free housing from 2004 to 2005 when he helped the school win 14 games. Investigators also cited USC men's basketball for gifts to player O.J. Mayer. No action was taken there because the team removed itself from championship games last year. The team also vacated its wins during the season that Mayo played. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News, from Washington.